This is the body of Christ Church, spreading the gospel to the lost sheep of the house of Israel that is scattered to the four corners of the world. It is high time that we awake out of sleep and return unto the light. Come, let us reason together in the Holy Bible and read the words of the Father and getting understanding through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Black people ain't no people. Who are the black people in America? Where did we descend from? If we originate in Africa, can we return to those places? Why do we not have a homeland and referred to as children of slaves? Why did God allow this to happen? Join us as we search the scriptures for answers to these questions. So we'd like to welcome you to our show, The Body of Christ Radio Network, where we do various shows throughout the week. And this is a topic that we're going to be discussing. And it's a very important topic because you had the 4th of July that just passed. And I know many so-called black people that celebrated the 4th of July. And I don't know why, because in 1776, when they had their Declaration of Independence, many of our people were in captivity and slavery. It wasn't a declaration of independence for us. And many of the writers and signers of the Declaration of Independence, including George Washington, were owners of slaves. So this is something we have to examine. And even now, you have a black president that's not really the descendants of the people that were in slavery. He's a Kenyan, he's an African. And when you look at Michelle Obama, they see her, oh, she's a descendant of slaves. But they don't say that about Barack Obama. So why couldn't they say, you know, she is a descendant of the Dashiki tribe and her four parents that were brought in slavery? Why can't they say that? Why can't they say that? It's a reason why that they can't say that, because it's a spiritual thing that most people don't understand and they won't understand. And if you say it, then they say you're crazy. But is it crazy for us to be called children of slaves and not called by a true nationality that where we're originally from? And what we don't understand, what people don't understand, that that's was and is a curse from the Heavenly Father. But I want to begin with this scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 4th verse. Because many people, there's, you know, Independence Day, that thing really burned me. How are you going to call it Independence Day? You setting off fireworks and you teaching, oh, it's independence, we declared our independence. You didn't declare nothing, Negro. You wasn't declaring nothing in 1776. Who was you declaring? You was in the field. That's where you were. They were partying. Why? Why was you there? Because the Most High punished you for your iniquity that you committed against Him, your idolatry that you committed against Him and still committed against Him. That's why you're not free. That's why you're considered a no people, a no nation of people. African American is not a nationality. That does not show where you descend from. That doesn't show you where you descend. Well, it said Africa. Where in Africa? You have Italian American. They know where they're from. Italy. You have French American. Well, they know where they're from. Where? France. And they can go, well, my father, he was from Paris or Lille or, you know. What can you say where you're from? What land did you send from? Read Jeremiah 17, verse 4.
Jeremiah 17 and 4. And thou, excuse me, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For you have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever.
So it says, and thou even thyself shall discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee. So the heritage that the Lord gave us, what? We've discontinued from it. And people that, what is your heritage? What's your language? What is your nationality, your national origin? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't have a language. Ebonics is not a language. Patois is not a language. Spanish is a language that was conquered onto Latinos. That's not your original language. They came to the lands of the different islands, Puerto Rico, which is a rich port. It's not a nationality. No, I'm a Puerto Rican. You're a rich port? That doesn't show who you descend from. That doesn't show who you descend from. When you say you're an Israelite, that shows who you descend from. You descended from Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. But being a rich port, that doesn't show Jamaica, land of running waters. That doesn't show where you descend from. West Indian, that's not a nationality. Black, that's not a national. That's a color. That's a color. So we have discontinued from the heritage that the Lord has given us. The heritage that the Lord gave us was the laws, statutes, commandments to govern all things on the planet Earth. That's what the Lord gave us. That's part of our heritage. But we didn't want that. We wanted to serve the other gods. We wanted to be like the other nations. So now you are no people, and the people who you're trying to be like, now you've assimilated and taken on their custom and their ways. From Christmas to Easter, you don't find those things in the Bible, man. You're not going to find... here come Peter Cottontail hopping down the cotton trail. You're not going to find that. That's idolatry. That's paganism. But this is the things that you follow because you're no people. You're no people. You've discontinued from the heritage that the Lord has given you, and you swapped it and exchanged it for the foolishness and folly of this world. So we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge of ourselves. People all said, we need the black man need knowledge of self. He need knowledge of self. And then what do? You go to some Egyptology, which is the high wickedness and Satanism on the earth. You're going to go into sun worship and say that's the knowledge of self. Fool, the sun is there. It goes up. It goes down. It's not a god. It's not a god. The God created the sun and the moon and the stars and the heavens above. So read that again.
And it says, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever.
So it said, I will cause thee to do what? I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. So, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, the slavery happened because economics. Slavery happened because, you know, they just needed a strong workforce.
The white man.
No, the Lord did that. He said, I will cause thee to serve thy enemies. So the reason why we're in the different conditions and problems that we're in America, in England, all over the earth as a people, is because the Lord did this because he was upset with us. Why? Because we broke his commandments. He gave us a great heritage, a great land, and then what did? We turned our back on him. We turned our back on him. And many of you, this is what you're doing today. You're celebrating all the world's holidays. But the holidays of the Lord in the Bible, but yet you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself a Christian. Christ didn't keep Christmas. He kept the Feast of Dedication. He kept the Feast of Dedication. You read it in John, the 10th chapter. Tell you what he kept in the wintertime. What was a winter festival? He wasn't there as a winter wonderland. Let me put up this tree so I can put my gifts underneath it, like how you do to idols. That's what they do to idols. They brought gifts to idols and they set them and presented them before them. Our people are so dumb and ignorant, they don't understand the simplest thing. I was dumb and ignorant too. Like the scripture says, we are led away to these idols, these dumb idols. You don't understand these things, but it's time to come and return back to your true heritage under the Heavenly Father in Christ and humble yourself. Because many of our people are not humble. We're full of pride, man. We're full of pride. We think we know, but we don't know. We don't know the Lord. The Lord said, I will make you serve your enemies. Why? Because we broke his commandments. We didn't want to keep his commandments. Now, let's get that in Deuteronomy 28 and 45.
All right. Deuteronomy, yes, excuse me this morning. Deuteronomy 28 and 45. And it says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue.
All these what?
All these curses shall come upon thee.
So what upon black people today?
According to Deuteronomy 28 and 45, curses.
What is it not to know your nationality?
It's a curse.
What is it not to know your original language?
It's a curse.
What is it not to know your heritage?
It is a curse.
What is it to be in a land and women are going around with children and there's no father to take care of the children?
That is a curse.
Don't you know when whoredom increases in the land, that brings the land down? That's why when you go to the black community, when you go to the areas where black is dilapidated, is run down, the children are, that's the reason why. Ungodliness. As soon as you walk into the black area or the black community or Latin area, you just feel like, oh, I'm in a bad place. Why? Why? Because you discontinued from your heritage. So the Lord did what to us? He put curses on us. He put curses. It's not the white man. Leave the white man alone. The white man is doing his job to whoop our behinds because we were disobedient to the Heavenly Father. Now, a lot of people, they don't want to hear that, but you're going to be told it because it's the truth. It's the truth. You're the one going around as a whoremonger, a thief, and a murderer, and a drug dealer. No one putting a gun to your head to do that. You're doing that because your own vanity and your own pride. So you're no people. And you know what? A lot of our people, they love being a no people. They love speaking damn ebonics. They revel in it. They revel in a damn rap song talking about a woman to take off her clothes, and I'm going to shoot this guy, and I'm going to shoot that. They revel in it. Read on. But the Lord said, we cursed. All these curses, read.
Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed.
Shall pursue thee, and overtake thee. So there's nowhere we run. People try to run. Negroes, black people tried to run from America and go to Europe, France, different. But we'd be better treated there. And what? They face racism and things here in the UK and Germany and different places. You know, blacks killed in police custody. Blacks killed because they was in a white area. Blacks facing police with institutionalized racism inside the police department. Come on, man. There's no way you can run or there's no way you can hide. You're trying to run and hide, but you can't run and hide from the Most High. You can't do it. So read on. There's more.
Okay. It says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee.
So what was the reason why? You can put this down to every problem that we have as so-called black people, because we're not black, our skin is brown. You know, that shows that the education system, the media, and the TV has got our people brainwashed, you know, to make them think you have no heritage, you have no culture. And you know what? The Lord backs it up because he said what? We're no people. But it's going to show you that as we come back and we return to the laws, to the statutes, and the commandments, that we're not going to be a no people anymore. But as long as we stay in that state as a bunch of whoremongers and whores and adulterers or fornications or homosexuals and lesbians, that's what we're going to be. A no good, base, ignorant, godless people. Read.
You want 46?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read it again. 46.
Okay. It says, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
So these things are upon us as a sign so we can see who are the people. Who are the people? Who are these people? This is, get Isaiah 42, verse 24. Isaiah 42, verse 24. What we're talking about today is black people, a no people. Black people or no people, because black is a color. That's not a national origin, or that doesn't show who you descend from. And many people, black people, they couldn't trace back their descendancy or who they descend from, who was their father, who were their grandfather, who were their great-grandfather, and beyond. They always take us back where? To slavery, because we've become a no people. We have discontinued from our heritage, just like the Lord said in Jeremiah 17:4, even thou, even thyself, and I will cause thee to discontinue, even thyself shall discontinue from the heritage that I gave thee. So we caught up in the heritage of America. We caught up into the heritage of the United Kingdom. You know, what do you get taught when you go to school? Where you descend from? You were bought in the ships. That's it. Then you're taught American history, and you're supposed to go along with the American history. And for a good portion of it, you were in slavery. First 100 years. Yeah. Then the next 100, what? You faced all kinds of persecutions against you, and you think as a white man, we need to fight for equality. No, you need to keep these laws, statutes, and commandments. Because the Lord will fight for us, just like he did in Egypt. And that's what's going to happen in the end. Christ is going to come to this earth, and he's going to set things straight in righteousness. Is yes. Zach with us?
Should be.
Okay. Because I see 678, but I don't think that's him. Is that him?
You're ready to want to come on.
Okay.
I got the Jeremiah 42:24 here for you. Actually, hold on 1 second.
Isaiah 42:24.
Isaiah, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Read that.
Isaiah 42:24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law.
It says, who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? So a lot of people said, there's a Bob Marley song, Buffalo soldiers stole from Africa. So who stole us? Who gave us for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord... So that's a serious wake-up call. He against whom we have sinned. How do we sin? By committing idolatry, whoredom, fornication, murder, hatred, covetousness. The Lord said, you know what? Enough of that. But here in modern society, Satanism, witchcraft, has infiltrated the churches and make you think that, oh, God wouldn't do that. No, God said, you know what? I'm tired of you simple Israelites breaking my commandments. You know what? Okay. You don't want to serve me? You're going to serve your enemies. Let's see how you like serving your enemies. We don't like serving our enemies. We don't like getting burnt and beat and bitten by dogs. So what's your alternative? Return unto the Lord. But then people don't want to do that.
Nope.
They don't want to do that because what? It means you have to confront yourself and you say, what? You know what? I'm really the problem why these things are happening to me. I'm really the problem why there's drugs in my community. Drugs in the community can be solved so simply. People just go and get their kids and deal with their kids. Get the uncle, get a few strong black men, and we can handle this. We can sort out drugs in the community in one day. You don't need no police. You just get them when they're sleeping. Oh, yeah, I'm going to auntie's house. Auntie, we get them, handcuff them, and like, look, you ain't going to be selling no drugs. It'll be all over. All the people know their relatives out there selling drugs. And what people be benefiting from their relatives and things selling drugs. Yeah, give me a little money on the side. You're making that money. No, you should be telling them that it's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. No, you don't want to do that. Then you're like, I'm not no snitch. I ain't going to snitch. So it's the Lord that put us into these problems and difficulties. Why? because we didn't want to keep the commandments of the Heavenly Father. So we got Zach on with us?
Yep, I sure am.
Zach, what's up, bro? Most High Christ bless you.
Most High Christ bless the both of y'all. I've been with the show, listening since the show started, and you know, really enjoying the topic, really enjoying what's being brought out, because it's true. And we can't point the finger at nobody else but ourselves for the conditions that we're living under. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, I would like to read the scripture, please.
I don't mind. You read.
This is Jeremiah chapter 16, starting at verse 10. And it says, "And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against our God? Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me." Verse 13 is the key. "Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will show you no favor."
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why we are suffering, the reason why we're in this land, caught up in all these different religions, caught up in all these different philosophies, is the fact that we have forsaken the Lord. It's the fact that we have been disobedient to him and not following his commandments. But given all praises, we have Christ to repent. And through Christ, we can be reconciled to the Heavenly Father and come back and keep our culture and our heritage, which are the commandments, following the example of our Lord and Savior Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting, you know, I was looking at that scripture too, and all praises, you know, that's the spirit you bringing that out, because people think, like, in many times we've been on the street teaching this, like, well, why is the Lord after us so bad? Why is the Lord doing this? Why the Lord curses? Why? What do you mean why? What do you mean why? You're going to go to a club and have a look for a woman that is loose and have sex with her. That's why. And multiply that times a million. You think the Lord is happy with that? When the Lord said marriage is honorable, on, I ain't going to get married. I ain't going to marry her. She's a whore. Why is she a whore? Because you made her a whore. You made her a whore. She had part to play in it, but you made her a whore. You said, nah, sister, don't work that way. Don't work that way. I don't get down like that. You know, you're supposed to be married. You know, and women try to play like they so innocent, but women are into it too. Just read Proverbs, the 7th chapter, how the woman was loud and stubborn, and she wasn't dealing with her house, how she was out in the street looking for some simple Negro to deal with, because that's who you're running into, sisters, when you go to these damn clubs and pubs and bars and establishment. You're not going to find a man of the Lord that's going to take care of you like the scriptures are saying. You're going to find that no people Negro that don't have no knowledge of self and who's going to destroy you and your babies. That's what you're going to find. That's what you're going to find. Because the Lord said, we are no people, we've discontinued from our heritage and what the Lord has told us to do on how we're supposed to live on this earth in righteousness. We've forgotten it. It's obvious we have forgotten it. Because you just look at our people, the simple and foolish things that we're getting up to. We act like we ain't nobody. But we are somebody, but we've forgotten. Now it's time to remember and return unto the Lord. Put that Christmas down. That ain't got nothing to do with Christ. That's commercialism, and what it really is satanic. It's Satanism. Oh, I don't worship the devil. You don't find no pentagram. Why the hell are you putting a tree in your house and then putting the gifts underneath it? Why? You answer that question. I put a challenge out to anyone in the chat room or is listening now. Answer that question. Why do the gifts go underneath the tree? You don't understand. It's idolatry. That's why. It's simple. The information out there, but we're too simple and ignorant to pick up a book and read, namely the Bible. Because if you picked up the Bible, you would see that that's idolatry and Satanism and devil worship. Now, I want you to go to, let's go to the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, the 19th verse. Because you got these so-called simple Christians. They were like, oh, you dealing in the Old Testament? Let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. And I said it correctly, simple Christians, because they're simple because they believe, oh, you got to get a spirit revelation. And then the spirit didn't deliver to the scriptures. The Christ said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. So when you're reading the Bible, you're getting a spirit revelation. Read that, Revelation 10, verse 19.
The Revelation or Romans 10?
Oh, Romans.
Okay. Romans 10.
Romans is going to be a revelation. Romans 10, verse 19. Read.
But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you.
So, aren't people angered by our people?
Of course.
Aren't people angered by our people? Aren't you angered by our people?
Mm-hmm.
When you see how people getting up to the foolishness that they getting up to, it says by a no people and by a foolish nation. A foolish nation. When you see the music industry and entertainment and the music that our people is putting out, what kind of music are they pulling out? Foolishness. Shake your thing. Shake it. Work it. Make it. What the hell is that? What is that? That's foolishness. Everything is about fornication, adultery. If you try to say anything about God and Christ, you're not going to be on TV. You're going to be on some public access channel. That's where you're going to be. You're not going to be on mainstream talking about Negroes in the black community or Latinos in the Latin community need to repent and start taking care of their children and stop being whores and whore. You ain't gonna be on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. You ain't gonna be there. Where you gonna be? You gonna be on Blog Talk Radio. That's what you gonna be.
Mm-hmm. And even if you do come with that message, if you try to tie that message to the Bible and to the scriptures, you still ain't gonna be on prime time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it says what?
Because they will let you sit here and say, oh well, we need the fathers in the household, we need to have a stronger community. They'll let you say that all day as long as you don't tie it to the scriptures of Christ.
Right. Right. And don't tell them you're gonna beat your kids. Because then they're going to try to throw you in jail. Well, the Lord says you're supposed to beat your children. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Now, I don't know, it may be illegal. We had police officers come on and say, look, it's not illegal for you to chastise your children within reason. That's why the Bible says beat them on the side. Beat them on them, give them a few licks on their behind. That's going to save their life. Many people don't want to do that. And furthermore, the scripture says the rod and reproof give wisdom. But how are you going to give wisdom? You've discontinued from the heritage. You're too busy trying to celebrate damn Halloween. I said damn because it is damned. Christmas is damned. Easter is damned. All these things are damned, but you don't know your heritage, so you try to substitute and go along to get along with the rest of this world. Oh, you got to lose your virginity. Man, you didn't lose your virginity. You must be gay. You gay, man. I'm going to get you the girl. Let's go. And people know, I've worked with young people. They know who's loose and who's not. We're going to go to this girl's house. I was working with young people and teaching them computers. And this one guy came to the club, the youth club, and he was like, yeah, we about to go to this girl's house and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man, you ready? And what he was talking about was going to some girl's house and running the train on them, meaning they were all going to line up and have sex with this one girl. That's the knowledge that our people have today. And no one's saying nothing about, oh, that's not wrong. No, we need a midnight basket. No, you need your butt need to be in bed at that time. a no people, a foolish people I will anger you with. Verse 20.
Verse 20. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me.
Read on.
But to Isaiah he saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
So that's what we are.
That was to Israel.
Yeah. We are disobedient.
Verse 21 says, but to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Right.
Okay, sorry about that. Mm-hmm.
That's what we are, a disobedient and gainsaying people. We don't want to listen to what the Lord is saying, but we want to do everything else that everybody else is doing, what the heathen and the other nations are doing. But if we come out and say, look, it's not about Christmas, keep the feast of that. What's that? I never heard of it. Well, look, if you do any research on what Christmas is, Christmas doesn't have anything to do with Jesus Christ. It doesn't have anything. What does Santa Claus have to do with Jesus Christ? Nothing. What does mistletoe have to do with Jesus Christ? Nothing. Most people come out, well, yeah, I know it's pagan, but it's for the kids. So it's for the kids, for you to teach your children lies about Jesus Christ. I guess that's a great start with the Lord, huh? Many people come and gainsay the scriptures. Oh, look, we had one guy on the show last night. What were you talking about? It was the pastors and the preachers that was talking about gays, and they were hypocrites and this and that, blah, blah, blah. It was the pastors. And Christ was talking against the pastors. Because many people, what do? They gainsay the scripture. I want to read this scripture for simple Christians that don't know the true God of the Bible. Because the Lord is going to send forth men that's going to speak this word like Christ spoke it, with power and authority. That's not going to be afraid. Oh, well, my ratings may go down. I may not get no offerings. We're not concerned about offerings. We're concerned about doing the job to tell our people the righteousness of the Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. Go to the book of Jeremiah. Go to the book of Jeremiah 16, verse 15. Because we are no people. But the Lord called us a people in the Bible. But our people don't know it because you're too busy trying to be American. You're not American. You're an American citizen, but you're not American. You don't descend from Amerigo Vespucci. Okay? You don't descend from that Italian, unless you're Italian. Read on.
All right. You said Jeremiah 16?
Jeremiah 16, verse 15.
All right. But the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all lands whither he hath driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers.
So this is a future prophecy that the Lord has prophesied about the Israelites. Who are you so-called Negroes and West Indians? You are the people of the Lord. Because the Lord cursed you, and the things that you're suffering are signs upon you to show you, because you discontinued from your heritage. The Lord said, I'm going to set up a sign to remind you who you are. So read on.
16. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them.
Remember when Christ said, you know, come and follow me, and I shall make you fishers of men? What he said to the disciples?
Yep.
He said, come and follow me, and I shall make you fishers of men. And what was they going to do? What did the disciples do? They went and they taught what? Repentance, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They taught our people to repent of their sin. Stop being an adulterer. Stop being a whore. Oh, you can't say that. Well, what are you saying? There's no whores amongst our people? There's no whores on our people. Just turn on the TV and watch a video of these sisters shaking their behind for money. Turn it on. Look at a rap video. This is what our people have been brought to. Simple people are no people. And all the other peoples on the earth are looking at our people and they're laughing. Look at these people. They're simple as hell. Their pastime is shaking their booty and bouncing the ball. Read on.
Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks.
So the Lord said, he's going to send for fishes, and they shall fish them. That's that when Christ sent forth the disciples to teach our people repentance and to bring them back from their sins and iniquity and show them who they are. Then the Lord said, what? He's going to send for hunters. So what do you think the Lord is going to do? They're going to hunt you and catch you and let you loose? No. The Lord is going to bring death, famine, and destruction upon our people. And that's what he's bringing upon our people. And we don't understand that it's the Lord. Read the next verse.
17. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes.
So the Lord see what we're doing. That's why we teach in repentance. That's why Christ came. The first thing he began to preach and to say, what it says in Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse, is what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So I see time is marching on. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Brothers from the Body of Christ Church welcome you to listen to our show, Are You Smarter Than Your Pastor?, airing every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. In these difficult times, we often look to spiritual leaders for guidance and instruction in our lives. As Christians, followers of Christ, should these leaders speak from their mind or from what is written based on the Word of God? This show will examine things said by men and women claiming to be God's ministers to reveal whether or not they are speaking God's word and doing his will. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We hope you tune in and listen to our show. Thank you.
Body of Christ Church invites you to listen to all our programs on Blog Talk Radio. These programs are meant to edify the listener regarding repentance and good works according to the Holy Scriptures. The weekly program schedule is Sunday at 2 p.m., Tuesday at 8 p.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 9 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time. Our Spanish broadcast is at 11:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, each Saturday at blogtalkradio.com/ICDC. Please accept our invitation to call in to our show at 646-716-7749. Your comments or questions are eagerly encouraged, whether they agree or disagree with the viewpoints expressed by those involved in the program. Again, call in now. Please dial 646-716-7749.
Just joining us, what we're talking about today is black people and no people. But we actually are a people. We're not black people. We're not black. We're not Afro-American. We're not Afro-Caribbean. We're none of those things. We are the people of the Lord. So I'd like to thank everyone that's joining us today, that's called in, everyone that's in the chat room. And I see we've got a caller. Let's answer this call. Caller from 601. Thank you for joining us today, the Body of Christ Radio Network. What's your question or comment?
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say I'm enjoying the dialogue. And I want to make 2 points, if I may.
Sure.
The first one is the idea of repentance is fundamental to the discovery of who we are as a people. Like you said, we're none of those things that we've been tagged with. We are completely new people. And this idea of repentance is to repent from sin, turning away from the very idea of it. Because when we turn towards our true nature is sinless. If we try to continue to think in terms of committing adultery, committing fornication, smoking herb, or whatever one thinks of sin is or isn't,
right.
We get bogged down in a million things that simply cause confusion. But if we turn away from the idea of sin itself, it's a whole new dynamic, because turning away from the idea is turning our minds towards the God, our true nature.
Right.
And the second point I want to make is I've been studying this idea that I've been hearing lately, and I've had an inkling of it since I was a child growing up in the church,
mm-hmm.
that we are indeed the children of Israel.
Absolutely.
This idea of the children of Israel, I have been studying this, and, I mean, it's blowing my mind.
Even Malcolm X said we were the children of Israel, and that was some of the teachings that he had learned from Elijah Muhammad, that the so-called Negro in America were the Israelites. Because when you do the comparisons to the things that's in the Bible and our people, it's evident who we are.
Every single aspect of it, in every detail. And even when you get into the things about Jesus Christ and the suffering of Jesus Christ hanging on a tree for the sins of others. I mean, and I look at like some of the pictures you flashing through, and I have on my Facebook wall, I have a picture of it's a famous picture of two brothers hanging from a tree, and these white people are pointing at the camera,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's taking this picture. All these metaphors seem to typify our experience at the hands of a wicked mind, and it's really just blowing my mind. But we have, like you said earlier, about the God unleashing the murder, death, and hell on us in hopes of allowing us to see that the errors of our ways is costing us dearly. And, you know, hopefully we will take the opportunity as a people, before too many of us are destroyed, to turn away from those the ways that we have been going about. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, what was your name, brother?
Alonzo.
Alonzo.
I do a program called Dr. Fleming Presents,
okay.
on Blog Talk. So if you ever get a chance, you can listen in on it. But most of my issues that I deal with are talking about my city, Detroit, which is the best example of what happens when you put an entire population in control, black folks, so-called, using the mind of white supremacy. It is the best example. The city is completely devastated from top to bottom, every single sector of it.
You know, another good example is Jamaica. Jamaica.
Okay.
There's murder, murder, death, kill, kill. I mean, I know people. You know, I was taking a cab to work one day, and this old Jamaican man, I got in the car. And I was talking to him, and we was talking a little bit about the Bible, and he was telling me, you know, different things and how we see the young girls, and he's like, that's not right, and people used to go to church, and they used to be more together. And he was like, you know, Jamaica is like, look, they need the carpet bomber. Mm. This old man, he's about 70 years old, and he's telling me they need to carpet bomb the whole of Jamaica.
Wow.
For all the evil and wickedness that's going on. That was his, he's from Jamaica.
Right.
He's from Jamaica, and this is what he's saying.
You have a tendency when you are from a place and the wickedness is so thick that it makes you vomit, to be tempted to call down hell on your own people. You attempted to do that, but when we realize from a historical perspective that our behavior is not natural to us, it's the result of a thought system that was implanted in us, and we refuse to let that thought system go in spite of the fact that it keeps netting us death, hell, and destruction.
Yeah, so that goes right back to the point of us being a no people, but we actually are people. But what makes us a no people is that we have discontinued from our true heritage, or as would you say, our true thought pattern. Because
right.
The Lord has created us to be upright. He didn't create us to be whores or whoremongers or
right.
drug dealers or wicked people. He created us to be righteous people and to be the people to set the example on this earth. To
so
show
then that brings
the
question. What you just said, that prompts a question. If God did not make us to be these whoremongers and unrighteous people, and that's our behavior, the question is, it begs the question, who made us? Who made us this way then? If God didn't make us this way, and this is not like God, then who made us? That's the question.
We made that choice. Mm-hmm. We made a choice. Because Moses said it to us, choose ye this day life or death. And many people, they have a choice now. But like it tells us in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, the 3rd verse, that it says, this is Jeremiah 8:3, it says, and death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family. So when it's presented to many of our people,
give me that scripture again. What is
Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, and the 3rd verse. When it's presented to our people, when the scriptures are presented to our people, many of the people say, well, look, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. You know, I've shown many brothers and sisters, look, Christmas is not our holiday. That's not a biblical holiday. Passover is a biblical holiday. You know, people say, oh, that's a Jewish thing. Well, the Bible says that Christ is our Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be celebrating Easter. You should be keeping the Passover. If you're following Christ, you shouldn't be keeping Christmas. That's not the winter festival.
Mm-hmm.
Christ came to the feast of dedication that you read about in John the 10th chapter. So many people have chosen death. The Lord came to give us life. We want death. So we know that death is the breaking of the God's commandments. You're an adulterer, you're going to receive death.
Right.
People don't understand. It's simple. When the man finds out that you slept with his woman, he's going to be upset, and there's not going to be anything, gift, $1 million. He's still going to be mad. He'll take your $1 million and then blow your brains out.
And not only will a man do that, a woman will do that too. We just had an incident with a relative
of
ours.
Thank you for saying that. That's on the money.
Yes, because one of the pastors, female pastors at my aunt and uncle's church, was messing around with her husband, my aunt's husband, and she pulled a sawed-off shotgun out on the church last week, and you should have seen it. You should have seen it. I mean, the female preacher, messing, not both of them married, and my wife and I, we don't go to that crap. We just went there to really kind of get my aunt out of that. But, I mean, this is what's going on in them churches, man. Them churches are sinister. They packed with wickedness. Well, listen, brother, I'm gonna let y'all finish because y'all was hitting on all cylinders, so I don't want to break up the party. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, brother. All right, so some interesting points brought out, and we're going to continue. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32:19. You know, the point of this show is to bring forth the repentance to our people, to bring out these points to show us that actually we are a people, but we're not Africans. Actually, we are a people, but we're not Americans, okay? These are the different lands that we fled into or were brought to into captivity, because the Lord had scattered us as a people. So let's read this. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 19. Start from there.
All right.
I know many people, you're not going to be able to grasp this knowledge or information. But you know what? The Lord has a remnant that he's calling. He has an elect that he's calling, and none of them are going to be lost. But all of our people have an opportunity for repentance. Even the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they had an opportunity for repentance. When they came to John's baptism, he says, look, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. That's what he told the Pharisees and Sadducees. He knew they were wicked, but that's who needs repentance, the wicked.
Exactly.
The wicked needs repentance. The wicked needs to be told. That's why Christ said the those that are whole need not a physician. And that's what he was saying to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They thought nothing wrong with me. No, everything is wrong with us. Everything is wrong with our people. That's why we need to listen and hearken to the words of Christ as it is written in the scriptures. Because if you don't, then you're going to be following some simple preacher who's taking your money, living in a penthouse, living in a million-dollar mansion, and where you living in the ghetto. Read Deuteronomy 13.
All right. You mean 32:19?
Yeah, 32:19.
And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters.
So what? When the Lord saw what?
And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters.
You know what? Let's start from 16.
16. Here we go. 32:16.
Start from 15.
All right.
I'm keep going back. Start from 15. Deuteronomy 32 and 15. Read.
All right. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
So this has been the history of our people. Whenever you see our people are highly oppressed and brought down and face trials and tribulations as a race of people, who do we turn to?
Who do we turn to?
The church will be packed and you will find people praying.
All the time.
People will be praying. People will be in their houses praying and turning to the Lord. And any manner of wickedness, they'll be putting down. You're going to go and sleep with so-and-so's daughter? Guess what? Yo, Joe, get the shotgun. We about to perform a marriage because so-and-so dealing with my daughter. That's what we have. That's what you've seen happening in slavery in the 50s and the 60s. Our people had more morals. But what happened? People got jobs. They got a little civil rights.
Uh-huh.
A little civil rights. And now what? You lightly esteem the Lord. You lightly esteem the Lord. But let someone start whooping you on your back. Oh, Jesus, Lord, Lord, you need to come and save us and deliver us. So that's what happens to our people. You think, oh, I got a football contract. You lightly esteem the Lord. Well, I got a little house in some rat infested pee in the elevator apartment or flat, and you think you got life. No. No, the scripture says, "How is the most fine gold become dim? You sons of Jacob, how you become so abased now?" Go ahead, brother. You're gonna say something.
Or a lot of our people who go the route of education, pursuing education or / higher education.
Teach it.
I have my PhD. I have
Teach
a postdoctorate.
That's right.
I have an MBA, and they lightly esteem the Lord. You know, I did this by my own means. I got this education. What do I have to do with the Bible now? Wait a minute. It's the Most High that allows us to get these things. We're not supposed to lightly esteem the Lord. We're supposed to always seek the Lord. And that's the problem with our people. We're not seeking the Most High. We're seeking each and every other thing, other concept, other vice, except what the Lord tells us to seek in the scriptures.
Yeah, I mean, that's on the point, brother. All praises. I thank the Lord for you bringing that out, man. Because it's one thing it said, then he forsook God which made him. Because a lot of people, you know, they get to that doctorate level or they get to a level of education, and now all of a sudden they become atheists. Listen, there was no black people claiming atheism. When those dogs were biting them and they were getting their head bust by the police, hanged and lynched. There wasn't no black atheists then. There wasn't no black atheists. When their backs were getting whooped, they wasn't claiming, well, you know, it's evolution. We should evolve from this. They weren't claiming that madness. They were crying to the Lord to deliver them. That's what they were crying.
You know
so
what?
Read on. Go ahead.
let me just bring out something real quick. I want to read Jeremiah 15:11. It says, "The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction." So the reason why a lot of the issues that we were dealing with as far as slavery and the so-called Jim Crow and things of that nature, the reason why things have gotten lax and we've gotten so these so-called rights and we're able to do these things now so that we would have the means to repent. But our people have taken that.
I thought it was a civil rights movement.
Man, listen. We have taken that same liberty that the Lord has caused the enemy to give us and spit it right back in the Most High's face by following after the ways of the nations. But let's read that. We're going back to Deuteronomy.
We're in 32 and verse 16.
Okay, I'm going to go to 16. It says, "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger."
It says, "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods." See, people, they're like, "What gods are you talking about?" See, they don't know the different gods because they don't read the scriptures. They don't read the Bible. And one of the main gods is what? Baal. And that's what you're celebrating when you celebrate Christmas. You worshiping Baal. It's a Babylonian god. And they celebrate and they worship him by setting up a tree and decking it with silver and gold. Read Jeremiah 10 chapter. People don't understand. You provoking the God, you provoking the Heavenly Father to jealousy and anger every December 25th. Read on.
"They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not."
Read on.
"Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and have forgotten the God that formed thee."
So of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten the God that formed thee. So you go to church, you don't learn about the God that formed thee. You don't learn about the judgment. You don't learn about repentance. You don't learn about money. You could go to there and learn about prosperity. You go there and sing and dance for an hour and a half. When Christ walked into the synagogue, what did he do? They read the scriptures. They read the prophets. They read the Psalms. That's what's supposed to be going on in the church, not the tomfoolery that'd be going on in these churches today. We need to stop it. We need to come out of that. That shows that we're ignorant of who we truly are. I'll about to extend the show for 30.
All right.
So where are we at? We have verse 19. It says, "And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith." And when you look at our people now, do we seem like the people of the Lord, how we carry on today?
Nope, not at all.
I mean, 30, 40 years ago, you could see that we look like a people that have faith in the Lord. We look like we have some kind of faith or order or decency or morality in ourselves. You know, there was still wickedness and badness going on, but we looked like we had more sense of marriage. We had more of a sense of togetherness as a community. We could get together. But now, where's that all gone? You can't even say something to someone else's child that's misbehaving without you getting someone getting an attitude. See little Johnny walking across the street, and he's about to go up. Hey, boy, don't go in that room. You don't talk to my child. Well, if I don't say anything to your child's going to go in there and go into the road and get hit by a car. You don't talk to my child, and I don't even want to. What the Bible tells, the fundamental thing about the scriptures is what? Correction. That we're supposed to correct one another when we see one another going astray or off the path of the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. It's simple mathematics, but we can't add 1 + 1 and get 2. We getting 3, 4, and you're like, oh, I don't even know what math is. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Read on.
All right. I'm going to read verse 18 again. It says, "Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten the God that formed thee."
So we're not mindful of the Lord. We're mindful of pastors. We're mindful of teachers. We're mindful of Harry Potter. We're mindful of Beyonce, Jay-Z, all these. You're not mindful of the scriptures, man. When you can become mindful of the scriptures is when what? When calamity and death and problems come on you, then you're mindful of the scripture. But the Lord speaks about that too. Now is the time to be mindful as we're going through it and you hearing it. Now is the time to return to the Lord. Because if we continue in our foolishness and our sins, when it comes time for you want something from the Lord and the Lord's been crying out to us, he's not going to hear you. Get on Proverbs 1 and verse 20. And we're gonna go back to Deuteronomy 32.
All right. There we go, Proverbs 1 and 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying,
so it says long? Wisdom crieth without. What's the wisdom? What is wisdom? Let's get that. Deuteronomy. Go to Deuteronomy 4, verse 5. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying. So get what does Deuteronomy 4 and 5 say about this wisdom?
Deuteronomy 4 and 5. Behold,
what's our wisdom? What is it? Aristotle, Socrates, is that the wisdom? Read Deuteronomy 4 and 5.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. I'm going to read that again. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations.
So when the scriptures say wisdom crieth without, what's the wisdom? The laws, statutes, and commandments. So you got brothers going out on the street faithfully teaching the word of the Lord. You have shows like this where brothers faithfully are teaching the words of the Lord, crying without. The Bible is crying without. The laws, statutes, and commandments telling our people you have to repent. You got to stop being a whore, stop being a whoremonger, just putting it straight. Putting it straight, not watered down, not asking you for money. God, and God is going to bless you, and you send $10, and we're going to send you this green money cloth, and every time you run it on, rub it over your forehead and rub the sweat off your forehead, it's going to give you 10 more dollars. We're not teaching that foolishness, because that's what it is. Wisdom crieth without. It's telling our people to return, repent of their sins, repent of their iniquity, turn from their abominations, turn from Christmas, turn from Easter, turn from being a witch, turn from being a Satanist, turn from all your witchcraft, your hatred that you have from your brother, to stop selling drugs to one another. Stop making these women have babies and you're not taking care of them. You don't want to marry them. You don't want to deal with them. You don't want to love them. You don't want to nurture them. Turn from this. Turn from it. Wisdom crieth without. We're crying. The Lord is crying to his people to wake up and repent of their sins so he can bless them, so he can heal them. They don't want that. Wisdom crieth. It's crying. Get that out of here. We don't want to hear that. Oh, why you stop telling? Don't be talking about gay people. Don't be talking about gay people. Listen, brother, the scripture says that if people don't repent of being homosexual, the Lord is going to destroy them. But just stop saying that. Don't say that. Wisdom crieth. It's crying. It's crying out to our people. Read on. Go back. Read Proverbs.
All right. Wisdom crieth without. She utters her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city, she utters her voice.
These are the places that the prophets went. They went to the chief concourse, the main place where our people were going to be. They went into the marketplaces. They went into the gates, the opening of the cities where people were coming through to teach them and tell them the words of the Lord. Read on.
How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge.
You hear what the Lord says? You hear what the Bible says? How long, ye simple ones? That's why I say you simple Christians. Because the Lord called us simple. The Lord called you simple. How are you going to go in the church and the pastor's talking about he's going to inject some sperm? The word is sperm. That's foolishness. Foolish. People love that. Oh, yeah. Madness. How are you going to go to a church and the pastor's talking about is no problem? You don't understand relationships where you don't understand same-sex relationships where Naomi and Ruth got together. That's foolishness. You're going to stand there and listen to that? Foolishness? The Lord hates that. The Lord hates same-sex marriages. He abhors that. He calls it an abomination. The Lord abhors, he hates adultery. He hates sin. So we're supposed to come away from that. We're not supposed to agree with it or go along with it. We're supposed to hate it too, and we're supposed to hate it in ourselves before we can go and tell anybody else to hate it in them. Read.
How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge?
Fools hate knowledge. Scorners delight in their scorn. People love to come up and gainsay the Bible. They love to come up and gainsay the Bible. You ain't dealing with nothing. What's that Bible? What's that Bible? It's like, well, we did one show, and the guy came up, oh, that's a fairy tale book. Is this? Is that? He was just on a tirade to discredit the Bible and diss the Bible. So one of the brothers asked him, what do you follow? Well, I follow Thor. And, man, he started to berate that guy. He's like, Thor, what Thor, the cartoon? Thor, the comic book? So everything he was saying about the Bible was the same thing that he believed in. It was a comic book. It was a cartoon. How long, you simple ones, will you love some pity? And scorn is delight, and if people love to come up and try to diss the Bible. Well, the Bible is a history book of a people. It's a history book of you black people that's been sold into slavery, that's getting so many problems in your life and you don't know why. And the very book that's set to deliver you and tell you what your problems are and to give you deliverance out of those problems, you looking at it like it's no good. Read on.
Verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you.
It says, turn you at my reproof. Not at a man's reproof. What's the Lord's reproof? The Lord's reproof is in the scriptures, in the Bible. The Lord is telling you to turn away from witchcraft, from hatred, from malice, from wickedness, from adultery in your mind. Because all these things begin in the mind. It is an idea. Christ said it. Christ said it. Where did it come from? It proceeds from your wicked thoughts that's in your mind. That's what you read in Mark 7, verse 21. Read that. Tell it where it come from. It comes from your wicked imagination and your thoughts. Adultery, murder, thefts. That's where it begins. Read on.
Okay. Verse 24. Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded.
So how's the Lord stretching out his hand? Through his servants, the prophets. The Lord always sent prophets to our people to warn them and tell them what they're doing wrong and what they needed to do to get right with the Heavenly Father. So it's no different what we're telling our people. There's no difference. Read on.
All right. 25.
Mm-hmm.
But ye have said it not all my counsel and with none of my reproof.
But ye have said it not all my counsel and with none of my reproof. So what do people do? They set aside the counsel of the Heavenly Father. I'll give you a clear example. Here it is. You have all the holidays, which is holy days, established in the scriptures. But what do people do? They put those to the side. They throw those in the garbage can. They look at those days that the Lord has appointed and established with disdain and hatred to do what? To celebrate all these false holidays that the Lord doesn't have anything to do with, never established, and hates. So dealing with marriage, how people deal with marriage is not how God established marriage. Matter of fact, starting with the marriage vows we have in the whole, the man opened the Bible, but that's not in the Bible.
Nope.
That's not in the Bible. Read on. They sat at not all the counsel of the Lord, and they will have none of the Lord's reproof. They don't want to be reproved or corrected by the Lord in their scriptures. Read on.
26. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes.
Read that again.
I will also laugh at your calamity.
So
I will
you don't want to deal with the Lord. You don't want to deal with the Bible. You turn your nose up at the scriptures. What the Lord says is going to happen when you down and out. You are about to die. You got shot because you're a drug dealer and you don't want to turn from making that money. All the paper's so good. What's the Lord going to do when you finally call on him and you need help and you didn't want to listen to his word? Read. Read it again.
I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes.
The Lord said he's going to laugh at you. Because what were you doing the whole time the Lord was crying out and telling you to repent through his servants, the prophets, through his son, Jesus Christ, telling you to repent. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What were you doing? What were you doing? Did you repent of your fornication? Did you repent of your adultery? Christ died. He willingly gave himself a man who did no sin. Not one sin did he do. He was sinless. He was sinless. But he said, you know what? I'm gonna take all the punishment for this whole nation of their adultery, their murder, their fornication. I'm going to take it upon myself. And now you're going to continue in doing those things and you think the Lord is going to help you? No, he's not going to help you. He said he's going to laugh when your calamity cometh. He's going to laugh when your fear comes. Oh, man, I got shot. Oh, Lord, I need help. Oh, Lord, I got cut. Oh, Lord, I need help. Oh, Lord, I can't pay my rent. He's going to be laughing at you. I told you to repent, and I would help you. I would be your forward, your rearward. I would be your shield. No. You don't want to listen? So the Lord's going to laugh at you. That's what the Lord is doing to many of our people. He's laughing. I want to get another scripture. And we're going to go back to Deuteronomy 32. Give me Hosea 4, verse 14. The Lord's laughing at our people. Why? Because we don't want to listen to him. We don't want to listen. We don't want to listen to the words of the Heavenly Father and his beloved Son, who is our true King, Jesus Christ. I said true King because a lot of people think Obama's the king of black people now.
Martin Luther King.
Obama, 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 Obama. Obama's not the man. He's the president, but he's not our savior. He's not our deliverer. He's not the one. He's not the one. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but you got to be told. He's not the one. Christ is the one. He's the one. He's the true so-called black man that's going to deliver us. Read that, bro.
Okay, what's the verse in Hosea 4?
Hosea 4, verse 14.
All right. Hosea 4, 14. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall.
So the Lord said what? You see all these things going on in our community, and then you have our people, well, if there was a God, if there was a God, he wouldn't allow these things to go on. The Lord see these things, and he's there laughing. He said, I'm not going to punish your daughters when they commit a whoredom. So you see, men's daughters, they going out, they a bunch of whores. They're a bunch of whores sleeping with all kind of men. Why? Because you didn't teach them the commandments. You didn't teach them that marriage is honorable and all. And whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. And they are being judged. Our people are being judged. You see these women, they have no father for the child, and they're suffering. The children suffer. They suffer financially. They suffer spiritually. So I'm not going to punish your daughters when they commit adultery, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. So you see in this country now, people commit adultery, it's like nothing. Oh, well, you know, well, she got to come up. She got to come up. She found a better man. He had a better job. Here the guy working out 9 to 5. Well, you never spent no time with me. Because the man out working all the time to put food on the table. Well, you didn't never spend no time with me. You traveling all the time. So Lord, I'm not going to punish them. You don't get punished in America when you commit adultery. You get divorced. Some people don't even get divorced.
Well, a lot of people, they're not even married to be divorced. It says for themselves have separated with whores. You see the pastors, the men that's supposed to be pastors and the spiritual leaders of a people under Christ, they're a bunch of whores and whoremongers and homosexuals. It says they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that do not understand shall fall. That's why black people are no people. No people, because if you open up the Bible, you would see that you are a people. But you've angered the Lord so much, you can't remember your heritage. You can't remember your culture. You think the 4th of July is part of your heritage and your culture. When you was in slavery when they signed that paper, you was in slavery. Our people was in slavery picking some cotton, and we're free from England. You're like, sure, yes, sir, boss, we free from England. That's simplicity. How long will our people love simplicity, man? How long? How long? So, read on. Proverbs. Go back to Proverbs and 26, and then we're going to jump back into Deuteronomy 32.
All right. Proverbs 1:26. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh.
Mm-hmm.
When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall you call upon me, but I will not answer.
Whoa. Read that again.
I'm going to read 27 and 28 again together.
Go ahead.
When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when the distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall you call upon me, but I will not answer.
Mm.
They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. I got to read 29.
Keep on.
For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof.
So there it is. So you see, we don't fear the Lord. We don't fear his judgments. We don't want to listen to his commandments. But when we get the punishment, that's just like a child. A child does something wrong. Now they're going to get punished. They're going to get chastised, and now they're going to claim that they're going to do everything that's right. No. No, that whole time you were being told to behave yourself. Look, this is what the word of the Lord is saying for you to do, and you don't do it. What? You're going to be punished for it. You're not going to get out of the punishment. You're not going to get out of the punishment. But that's what many people, they hate the word. They hate the Bible. They hate God, and then they want God's help when they get in the pinch. He's going to laugh at you. You're going to be praying, and your prayer is going to be an abomination because you don't want to do the law. You don't want to give up fornication. You don't want to give up the hatred, the murder, these false and wicked holy days. Because they're no holy days. Christmas isn't a holy day. How dare people say it's a holy day? How dare people lie and say that's Christ's birthday? How dare? How dare they? It's not true. There's no truth in none of it. But they do it. So when you come in a problem, the Lord says, he ain't going to hear you. Because you hated knowledge, you hated the scriptures, and you did not choose the fear of the Lord. And they would none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof. So the reproof of the Lord is the correction that we get in from our sins that we committed. And sin is the transgression of the law. Now let's go back to Deuteronomy 32.
All right.
Man, and 30 minutes is just going by like nothing. Go back
right.
to Deuteronomy 32.
All right, so we're at 32. And I'm going to start at verse 17 and read down again.
Go ahead.
It says, 32:17. It says, they sacrifice unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten the God that formed thee.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters.
Read on.
And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be.
Mm-hmm.
But they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith.
Read on.
They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people, and I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
So that's where it says, have you not read what Moses said? I shall provoke you to jealousy with those of a new people. So number one, for, you know, those that read the New Testament is just quotes from the Old Testament. That's what people don't understand. Why are you reading the Old Testament? That's the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the New Testament, just revealed and understood what was going on in the Old. So read on.
For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest of hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains.
Read on.
I will heap mischief upon them, and I will spend mine arrows upon them.
So the Lord said what? He will heap mischiefs upon us. So you see our people, this is what the Lord is doing. He's heaped mischiefs upon us and broken us as a people because we don't want to keep his commandments. If we kept the commandments, we would have better marriages. Not saying we wouldn't have any problems, because it tells you in 1 Corinthians 7, when you get married, that what? You're going to have trouble in the flesh. You're going to have trouble in the flesh. But the scriptures is going to give you a better guide than Dr. Spock book or some kind of book of women are from Venus and men are from Mars. That foolishness is teaching you how to love your wives, to love your his husbands, and to love your children. How you're supposed to deal with them, that they grow up in righteousness, and how to navigate the wickedness and evil that's in this world. Because we need a light to show us the right path to go into, because there's so much darkness in the earth, and Christ is that light to guide us. But as long as we deal with these different philosophies and these ideas of the nations, you're never going to be on the right path. You're always going to be dealing with some simplicity and foolishness, and you're never going to come to the full inheritance and heritage that the Lord has given unto us. So read on.
All right. 24. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust.
Read on.
The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hair.
So we went into captivity and slavery. Did they mind young people, babies? Did they mind young women? No. The sword without, terror within, shall destroy both the young men, the virgins, the suckling, also the man of gray hairs. And that was, we suffered that over many captivities as a people. But it's time for us to return unto the Lord. Read verse 26.
26. I said, I would scatter them into the corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this.
Right, so it says, I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. So now, you really don't hear about the Israelites. You hear about Jews, you hear about Israelis, but you don't hear about Israelites. You definitely don't hear about black people being Israelites or anywhere mentioned in the Bible. You're no people. We are no people. If you left America, where would you go? Where would you go? Where in Africa would you go? Where would you go to? You go right where a lot of us were. You go right into the sea. Because there's no, they haven't told you where you descend from. And see, this is a spiritual thing. Because we've broken the Lord's commandments. He said, I said I would scatter them into corners. So that's why you're in America. That's why some of you are in Brazil. The Brazilians are our people. Many slave ships went to Brazil. You look at a Brazilian and like, oh, Brazilian, that's the they speak that Portuguese. That's our people. Many slave ships went to Brazil.
People don't know where the slave ships went because they don't study history. You haven't been told. And a lot of our people, we don't ask. But the scripture says we're supposed to ask. We're supposed to remember the days of old. And they keep telling you, don't remember slavery, what happened. We're supposed to remember it and see that it's something that the Lord did to us as a people. That's why we're in these conditions. And then that will put us on the right track, on the right road, on how we're supposed to repent and return. You know, who is this? Pianka is a, how did African descend from Eurasian? Those, that African, Euro, and Asian, those are not ancient. Those aren't ancient terminologies. People that are African, they're not African. That word African comes from a Roman general, Leo Scipio Africanus, who conquered northern Africa. So even Africans, they're not true Africans. That's not who they said. Even if you ask an African from Africa, they will tell you what are their tribe and their language or what country that they come from. So read on, bro. I want you to read that verse 27.
Okay. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this.
Right. So the Lord said, he's the one that's saying that he's the one that did it. At least people will come and say, yeah, we've conquered the blacks. We've conquered these people. The Lord did this to our people. So you can't say, well, we've come and we've conquered these people and we civilized them. No, the Lord did it to us. So no nation on earth can say, well, we the ones that done it. We the ones that put these people into slavery. We the ones that set them free. No, it's the Lord that did it. Read on.
Verse 28. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them.
So that's the way it seems. When you look at so-called black people, it's like, can we come together to do anything? Can we get our people right? No. They're a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. You know, you had the brother come on, Dr. Fleming, and said he lives in Detroit, and it shows you when you get a bunch of black people together in a land, in a place, and you see what happens. It's like foolishness. Just look at Jamaica. Foolishness. People killing one another. People broke. They're living in the dump. They got a plasma screen TV and a tenfold shack living in the dump. Like, what? Is there an understanding? If you can get a plasma TV, you need to go somewhere else and get a proper house. Stop living in the dump. Read on.
Verse 29. It says, oh, that they were wise that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end.
That they were wise, that they would consider this, to consider their latter end. So this is what we're asking, that we need to consider our latter end. We need to return and repent through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the salvation that the Lord has intended for us and return to our heritage. So with that, we give all praises to the Heavenly Father in Christ. And thank everyone that joined us today, that called in, that was in the chat room. And until next time, we say shalom.
Thank you for joining us in another edition of the Virtual Living Room on the Sabbath. Though we've come to the end of our show, we all must endure till Christ returns. For more information, please visit us on our website, www.theboccc.com. That is www.theboccc.com. or you can call us on our toll-free line at 877-871-1712. You can also email us at bodyofchrist@ureach.com. Until next time, we say all praises to the Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. And shalom, we out of here.